Welcome to the Powerline Podcast, the official podcast of Greystone Power. I'm your host, Emily Young, and today we're talking about the Greystone Marketplace and energy efficiency. So, let's get started on episode 33 of the Powerline Podcast. Summer. As a kid, this was one of my favorite words to hear. The word summer promised no school, ice cream, vacation, friends, and so much more. As an adult, it still brings happy memories, but instead, I have another thought in my mind as well. AC. Summer usually means scorching temperatures and seeking refuge inside your house, which can lead to higher than normal electric bills. This summer, help put your mind and wallet a little more at ease by practicing energy efficiency. When you shop at the Greystone Marketplace, you'll be able to save both money and energy. Today, I'm here with Drew Hook, who oversees residential energy services. He's here to teach you a little more about energy efficiency and the Greystone Marketplace. Hey Drew, welcome back to the podcast. Greystone Power serves 8 different counties. That's a lot of electricity to provide. Can you tell us why energy efficiency is important?
So Emily, the biggest thing I can tell people is by all of us doing our part to be as energy efficient in our home, it helps to reduce our overall power consumption. And by reducing our overall power consumption, it lowers the overall generation that's needed to power our members' homes. We've spent a lot of years talking to members about energy efficiency, from heating and cooling to lighting to insulation in their homes and things like that. And it's just, it's part of our goal that as individuals, if we can all do our part to be more energy efficient, it also helps environmentally. It helps reduce carbon emissions when you talk about some of our generation. It helps to lower overall consumption across the board for our members, and it also allows us to continue to provide some of the lowest rates in the state.
I agree. It seems every day we're becoming more reliant on electricity than other resources. It's even more important to practice energy efficiency. Now that it's summer, it can be hard to beat the heat. But how can our members do that around the house without also racking up the electric bill? What are some energy-saving tips you have for the members?
A few things our members can do when it relates to energy saving in the summertime. First and foremost is taking care of their HVAC equipment. Considering that the home's AC unit makes up a vast majority of their summertime usage, there's a few things that they can do to ensure that it's working properly. Number one would be changing the air filter. You can talk to any of our heating and air dealers around our territory, and they'll tell you that a dirty, clogged, or stopped-up filter is probably one of the number one things that gets them out there in the summertime. It causes issues with airflow restriction, then causes issues where the unit starts freezing up. And it's something small that a lot of people don't think about, but an air filter, by changing it, is not only allowing you to have better indoor air quality, but it's also allowing this system to run more efficiently. It's also probably the cheapest thing you can do to ensure that your unit works properly. We always advise our members that it's good to have a biannual service agreement with a heating and air professional, where they come out in the spring and in the fall and check the unit to make sure that the refrigerant levels are proper, that everything is in proper working condition. We find that most of the time, the members we deal with in the summertime, when it relates to air condition issues, a lot of the things could have been solved early on before the heat of summer got here. I can tell you right now, with the weather we're having in the 90s, a lot of people are having issues where units aren't working properly, and they always seem to find the way to not work properly on the hottest day of the year. And living in the South and in our area, one thing we can all handle is some heat, but we also like being able to go in the house to a nice, comfortable home. Talking about heating and cooling, especially the cooling side, in the summertime, we recommend that the unit be set at 78 degrees. And I know that for some people is not doable, but it's important to remember that even with the most efficient cooling equipment, the best you're going to change outside to inside air temperature is probably 17 to 20 degrees. So when you're trying to keep a house super cold and it's super hot outside, all you're doing is causing that system to cycle more, run more frequently. And the more it runs, the more power it uses. So thermostat control is a big issue. I'm not going to be the thermostat police for somebody. I can't put a dollar amount on what someone's willing to spend to stay comfortable. But I can tell you that there are things you can do to help reduce some of that cost. And The biggest thing is trying to keep the house a little warmer during the heat of the day, maybe cutting it down some during the nighttime. Most people are going to struggle keeping the house super cool, probably in that 2 to 7 window in the summertime, because that's when most of the high temps are reached. So it's important to monitor your thermostat, but also monitor your comfort level. And every individual just has to kind of determine on their own what they're willing to spend to keep their house cool. But by maintaining your equipment, it allows that to run more efficient.
Those are some good ideas for saving energy around the house while members are home. What about members who are on vacation this summer? What do you recommend, or what would you tell members not to do?
So one of the things we tell people when they're in the summertime and they're going on vacation is a lot of people want to just turn everything off, turn their air condition off. They're like, I'm not going to be home. I don't need it. We always suggest to people to set the thermostat up 78, 80 degrees. It's important to remember that even though you're not home, when you leave the home and you turn your air conditioner off, the house is just going to continue to build up heat. It's going to trap some moisture. And when you come back from vacation, you're going to find that it might take 2 or 3 days to really cool that house back down. I always suggest to people just, you know, you can turn off certain things. A lot of people like to unplug TVs and things of that nature just because they're not going to be home, worried about thunderstorms and possible damage to devices. But when it comes to the heating and cooling equipment, you should always turn it up in the summertime, and you can turn it down a little lower in the wintertime, but don't just walk away from the home and turn everything off. The other thing we tell people, some people who have electric water heaters and such, some will turn them off just because they're like, hey, it doesn't need to run. I'm not going to be home. That's okay. Just know that when you come home, it's going to take a few hours to get the water temp back up to what you desire. You know, turning off certain lights and things of that nature, things that just aren't needed in a home, is probably the best thing.
Thanks for that advice. Now, another way people are practicing energy efficiency is through using smart thermostats. Smart thermostats have been shown to help people save money and energy. Can you tell listeners who aren't familiar with them how that works and how they can get one from our marketplace?
So with smart thermostats, the one thing that it's important to remember about them is the thermostat allows the home to kind of pick up on what your habits are and what your desired temperatures are. There's several different types of them. One of the most common is the Nest thermostat. It has a built-in learning device that kind of picks up on patterns of when you're home, when you're not. Some of them use motion sensors in rooms and things of that nature. So if people aren't in the room for X amount of time, it'll know to turn the thermostat up some in the summer and turn it down a little bit in the winter. And then some even use a product called geofencing, where it's tied to your phone, and once it realizes you're a certain distance away from the home, it'll turn the thermostat up. But more than anything, is it picks up on habits in the home and allows the thermostat to adjust accordingly, and it kind of takes some of the guesswork out for the homeowner. We've all had an old thermostat before, and you get 30, 40 minutes down the road and realized, hey, I left it set pretty low. I should have turned it up. Well, if that was the case, you can actually go into your phone with some of them and adjust the thermostat up. If you're coming back from vacation or a long day away, you can go ahead and start bumping it down a little bit, things of that nature.
The marketplace offers a ton of other products that can help members save. Can you tell listeners about some of those?
All right, so the Greystone Power Marketplace has been around since 2020. We've seen a lot of success with it. Our biggest thing that we promote is our instant rebate for our smart thermostats. There's several of them to choose from, and a member can log in. They can purchase up to 3 of them. It provides a $100 instant rebate automatically off the price of that thermostat. We also offer EV chargers. There's several to choose from. And with the EV chargers, it provides a $250 rebate, instantaneous. But a lot of products are sold on the marketplace. We sell everything from different types of efficient lighting, mostly LED. We have dimmable bulbs. We have can lights, things of that nature. And people always ask about lights. The biggest thing with LED lights is if you take that light and put it next to an incandescent light, it's the amount of heat it emits. You can walk up an hour after an LED bulb's been burning and you can actually touch it with your hand, whereas if you did that with an incandescent, you'd burn your hand pretty good. But in the summertime, LED lighting makes a big difference just because it doesn't put extra heat into the home when you have the lights running. We also offer weatherization products, weather stripping for doors, things of that nature, just to help seal up any extra air leaks in the home. And then one of the things that people often ask, like, why do we have it on there? But we have a lot of water-saving devices, indoor and outdoor. I think our goal always should be to conserve water. I mean, it's a luxury that we have, but it's not an endless supply, even though we've had a lot of rain this year. But when it comes to indoor devices for water saving, the biggest thing is how much less hot water a home uses when you have a low-flow shower head or a low-flow aerator on a faucet fixture in a bathroom or in the kitchen. For every gallon of hot water you can reduce coming out of your hot water heater, that's a gallon of cold you're putting in and having to bring it back up to temperature. So it really helps in the long run to offer these products. And we encourage any of our members to go to our marketplace and check it out.
For members who want to take an extra step of making home improvements to be even more energy efficient, can you tell us a little more about what we offer?
All right, so one of the things we offer here to our members through the Go Energy Financial Credit Union is our Energy Efficiency Loan Program. This program's been around since 2010, and it provides our members an opportunity to make energy efficiency improvements in their home, whether it be heating and cooling equipment, windows. We even have had a few people take part in doing roofs on their homes. You can add attic insulation, any type of weatherization or sealing, things like that. But our members can take part in this program, and what Greystone does is we go out and inspect what they've done. It's done directly through the credit union, and we have chosen to actually buy down some of the interest on the loan itself as a rebate to the member who takes part in it. So our member can get anywhere from $1,000 to $7,500 at 3.9% interest, 48 to 50 months.
Another option that Greystone offers are energy audits. There are resources on the website detailing how you can check your home with a do-it-yourself review, and from there you can get professional recommendation as well. Can you tell us what to expect during an in-home energy audit?
So one thing we offer here at Greystone is a service to our members, home energy audits. We offer these throughout the year, and what we'll do is we'll actually send someone out to the home, and we'll take a look at the main things in the home that consume power, take a look at the HVAC equipment, the water heating, insulation levels, windows, doors, just the overall home's makeup, and offer suggestions on things that we think might be beneficial to a homeowner to make improvements on to help overall lower their home's usage. There's also a spot on our website where members can go. It's kind of a checklist, and it hits the three main things: the thermal envelope of the home, which is the insulation and how tight the home is, talks about the age of the HVAC equipment, and then the water heating. It's important to remember that between water heating and HVAC, that's probably 60 to 65% of a home's usage. So while you can do a lot of things in a home to reduce some of your usage, if you have old, aging equipment on water heating or HVAC equipment, those, generally speaking, while they are big ticket items, are going to make the largest difference in the home's usage and also improve the comfort.
If you are interested in any more information regarding the energy audits, you can visit our website at greystonepower.com/energy audits. Well, it looks like this will be our last question, and this is something that we ask everybody that comes on the podcast. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our members?
So the last thing I would just tell our members is we offer a lot of products and services from our marketplace to our website, from energy efficiency improvements to home energy audits and things of that nature. But we also want to be a trusted energy advisor to our members, and we have topics with electric vehicles. We're happy to have conversations with people who are considering purchasing an electric vehicle. There's great tools on our website that kind of do calculations of if this is the kind of vehicle you have and this is the type of electric vehicle you're looking at purchasing, kind of show you the cost savings and mileage you drive on a daily basis versus the amount of gas you're putting in the vehicle in a month versus the electricity it takes to charge it. And then one of the biggest things that we were proud to support is solar. We have a lot of members that have taken part in rooftop solar. Some of these members have had great experiences, and some not so great. And we have a tool on our website that we call the Rooftop Assessment Tool, and it allows members to take a brief survey. It's real simple, and it kind of gives them an idea of if they were to choose to go solar, this is the kind of savings they could expect to see. One of the biggest misconceptions that we fight a battle with every day, it seems like, is homeowners purchase a solar system thinking that they weren't going to have a power bill. And that's just not the case for most of our members. It's important to do the research. It's important to get multiple quotes. You can even go to the Georgia Solar Energy Association's website, and they have a list of contractors and people who have been in the state doing solar for many years, and not just some ads you see on Facebook or other social media sites. So don't hesitate to call us. We're happy to have conversations. I will tell you, solar's great, but it's not great for everyone. And you really just have to weigh your options before making a long-term financial commitment with it.
Unfortunately, we're all out of time for today's episode. Aww. But don't worry, we'll be back next month. In the meantime, make sure to check us out on social media, and don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, available on our website, graystonepower.com, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us on episode 33. We'll catch you next time on the Powerline Podcast.